some bombs or something like that. Anyway, thingamajig. Yeah, I keep saying thingamajig. And anyway. So if anything annoys you about my DJing, you can write into us at our mailing address. We'll talk about it a bit later on, because I've just given up before we hear that record. And you can tell me, okay? So if I keep mentioning things, like I keep saying okay, or thingamajig, if I keep mentioning them too many times and it's really annoying you, why not write into me and let me know? In fact, you might be able to phone us, I'm sure, because we might be having phone in here at the station. I'm going to read the letter out after this next record, and it comes from someone who was listening to us in Preston. So, well, I don't know if he's heard his mentions last week or the week before, but I'll give him another mention this weekend anyway, in case he is tuned into Anfield Community Radio, and that's what you're tuned to now. If you go in the match today, behave yourself. I think it's Liverpool who's playing, isn't it? Make no violence, because it just spoils football altogether. I went to the last football game I went to was, about 6 months ago, was it? Just before the end of the season. And it was violence there, and it was a load of rubbish. I just give up going to football now. So if you're going to football, behave yourself this afternoon, and we'll play this one for you. This is the 3 Degrees, and this is The House. Well, this is Anfield Community Radio for a Saturday. Hang on. I didn't like the way that started. Should we start that again, eh? Wasn't queued up properly. It's just me. I always miscue things. So we'll give this one to Tom Webb and Jim Lowe. This is 3 Degrees. Oh, I don't like that, you know. Hang on, it's going to get on people's nerves if I keep stopping the record. Oh, the sun's come back out again. I don't know. Maybe it'll work better this time because the sun's out. Here we go.
Thank you.
actually let that one fade out in case anyone says, he doesn't let his record fade out, he just cuts them off, so I thought, well, make a bit of a change, yeah, for a Saturday, and let that one actually fade out. Of course, that was a 3 degrees, and this is the house. By the way, hello once again to and you know what, I can't talk this afternoon. Hello to Tom Webb and Jim Lowe, if you're listening off Concept Radio. No, we won't be slagging you down tomorrow. We will. No, honest to God, Jim Brown and Tom Webb, you won't be slagging you down tomorrow. Jim Brown won't go on about your big nose and nothing like that. He won't at all. And he won't go on about your spotted underpants either. I was just reading the Sun. No, if anyone get the Sun today, you know, not the Sun in the sky, but the Sun newspaper. Hang on. I was just reading the Sun, and well, does anyone watch Blind Date on? Is it on a Saturday that I am Blind Date? It's on tonight, isn't it? Yes, on a Saturday. What's going on here? Yeah, but why? Yeah, but hang on a minute. I was just watching things going on. What was it on about Blind Date? Anyone watch that on a Saturday? Come tonight. Hang on, I'm going to be going to the newspaper. But if you watched it last Saturday, there was a big poster on. It was a college fella called Steve, and he got blind dated with this girl called Claire. And it's in the page 3. Oh yes, it's in page 3 of the Sun. Anyway, forget about that Blind Date story. This page 3 looks interesting. No, we will get back to it. It says the TV superstar poser Steve Park is all mouth and trousers. His bald blind date Claire McGrath, or something like that, revealed last night. Kirby Claire was delivering her thumbs down verdict on the superstud. She chose, I know I've got to learn to read, who cares? She chose a romantic day out when they appeared on Cilla Black's dating show last Saturday. Millions of blind date viewers watched 22-year-old Steve Steele, the limelight with his flash suit and smooth patter. The Sun revealed that he was only after publicity for his escort agency business, which charges women £99 for a night out with him. Believe it or not. They only escaped paying if they go to bed with him, it says. The following date to be screened tonight, 20-year-old Claire reckons it would be a waste of money. It would be worth it, said the disappointed blonde at Wimbledon, South London, who disclosed she did not sleep with Steve. Oh, well, yeah. Meeting him didn't change my life, and the earth certainly didn't move for me, she said. He's all talk and no action. And she said, she added with a yawn, I wouldn't fall over backwards to get in touch with him again. He just fancies himself too much. Well, I gathered that by watching the programme last week. He dressed very elegant, or something like that. Elegantly. Oh, I can't read. Then spent all the time eyeing himself in the mirrors. That sounds like Jim Brown. Steve's very smooth and he loves to shatter women. He's got the gift of the gab, all right, but all he does... I should have got down to read this one, you know, I can't read. He's got the gift of the gab, all right, but all he does is talk about himself. I finally got fed up of listening. It's all bravado. Oh, bravado. And he doesn't back it up. He's very nervous and has no confidence behind his image. Romance certainly did not... Romance was certainly not in the air on our date. Do you want to read the last paragraph there, Diana? From Claire. Go on, see how good you are at reading.
Where
it says Claire there. Go on.
Claire, who works for a travel agent, shows Steve from Dudley, West Midland, and has a line-up of 3 hunky men. Their special day out includes a parasending session and a candlelit dinner for 2.
Thank you very much. You won't learn to read you, you're terrible. Anyway, that was the superstud, my TV blind date is a superstud thing, but Jake knew that last week. We'll have to watch the outcome of that tonight, won't we? Anyway, where's Jim Brown gone? Hang on, light the ciggy, you'll be able to smell it like a pistol advert, I'll soon bring him back, won't it? Light the ciggy and see what he does, you'll be able to smell it now, watch.
light goes on. You know it too hard. You're going to appreciate the finer things in life.
By the way, just stop that record. By the way, Jim Brown, Diane said, don't forget your chocolate log on the way back, okay? I think you know what we mean by that chocolate log. Yes, you did. Yeah, Twix. She said chocolate log, actually. So don't forget the big brown chocolate log, Jim Brown. Jim Brown, you better come back. Someone's looking at your car here. Hang on a minute. I'll go and tell them what to do here.
I've always been in love. Down there, I don't let the road into me. My friends say I'm lucky.
Apologise for interfering with this record. Jim Brown, you better hurry back. He's going to book you for being on yellow lines. Shut up, but on the air. Don't tell people where we are. God. Anyway, Jim Brown, you're going to get booked if you don't come back. You're on yellow lines.
Thank you.
you. Hey, you're gonna be Duke's new fat car. On that record. Okay, hello to Jim Brown. He's probably listening to us in his car at the moment. How the hell are we going to use that car when it's broke down? I'll have to come out and give you the hand in a minute, Jim Brown, by pushing it. But the traffic warden said you're going to get abused because you're on double yellow lines, so I just thought I'd better tell you. Okay, so where is he now? I can't really see him. Is he by down there? Yes, okay. So hello to you, Jim Brown. Yeah, we got Duke Day. Anyway, the Tamfield Community Radio, it's now 6, it's been past the hour of 1 o'clock, and, we're going with more music just for now, hey, or shall we? Tell you what, we're going to play some of this, what do we play? Some Jim Brown stuff, hang on, let's, what we got to stick on, why I just do a few alterations. Because don't forget, there's only a test transmission. Maybe we should stick Jim Brown's macaroni. We stick his super mousse, or supreme, is it? Yeah, it's like a mousse thing we give him, and he doesn't really want it. So, I don't know, you can't please these people, can you? That's because we're from Central Radio. I don't know. We're getting on more music anyway, because I'm throwing a big load of rubbish just to make alterations as I'm talking. This is, believe it or not. All right, Jim Brown, give us another one. Give us a beep. I can hear you. Yes, can you hear Jim Brown? Hang on, Diane, oh, not Windsor. Right, oh, not, hang on, hang on. Right, give us another beat for the race. His car's broke down, there's only 10 people pushing his car. Ah, a bee's just come in studio by your head. I don't like bees. Hang on. Jim Brown, bring some air freshener with you, whatever it's called. That is. Go and get the spray. Oh, I hate bees. That whole broadcast with a bee around. I might have to stick this record on. There's a big boss in the studio, so Jim Brown, do some like farts or something to get rid of it. Hang on, it's after me. Hang on, is it going to fly out? It's nearly out. No, it's gone. Hang on, I'm just going to shut the window. I was shocked there with it being in the studio. Don't know where you are, Jim Brown, but never mind, we'll play this one for you.
Can't be back, 'cause I know you're gonna get stuck.
record which suddenly cuts off. It's followed them here on the station, you know. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock and we nearly got stung by the bee there. Anyway, Jim Brown's just arrived back in the... You want to say anything, Jim? He's got these t-shirts on, a man gets attached to it. Tell me, hey, Jim Brown, go on, say a few words, I'll get the kettle on.
Oh, I'm knackered, actually. Pushing that car up that road, that terrible hill, like, you know, pushing that car up that hill. Well, that hill just round the corner, well, you know. And that traffic warden, well, was following me, making sure I didn't park and a parking permit or what, I believe. I was going to park it up the road here, and there's a fella getting done. There's nobody on the lounge on me, but there's a fella getting done for parking in a parking permit. Well, I've never heard nothing like it in my life. Anyway, there's like a little white dotted lines around that, but it doesn't tell you anything about going to the permit to park. But I believe you can park for a park on a Saturday. That's ridiculous. So I parked up another road, and there's a box, and there's double yellow lines, but there's no yellow lines where I am. So if we get done, I'm absolutely sore about that one, yes. Anyway, I'll have to stay there till tomorrow now, because the radio tube's gone. I can only sort of use it for about 2 minutes, and then it gets all right, you see. So, and I thought, them lads are going to match, good lads then, you know. Yeah, so, don't be listening now, because they haven't got radio with them, never mind. Anyway, hello to Jeff Stone, who was listening in earlier on. So, well, see you all, Jeff, you crafty little thing, you. And you hope that I was walking around the outfield while we were the road here, so he said the bell's going to ring in a minute. Well, it did, didn't it? It certainly did. Anyway, I'll put my time to Mr. Bowles, Mr. Hall. He was on 241. There's Radio 4, is it? That's a classical music station. Then there's a sort of very weak Irish station. Then there's a gap. Well, Phil, if you're listening and you're on top of the Irish station, you wanted to go just a touch more towards City, just a touch, but then you vanished, and then I heard you again round 215, but you seem to squeal away from there as well, so I don't know where the hell you are now. I've been tuning all over the band trying to pick you up, but I don't know where you are. But where you were in the first place, if you can remember that, you just wanted to go about a 60 of an inch further towards City, and you're spot on, you're more than spot on where you were actually. So you can get back on there for all the best to you, and I'll be tuning in a bit later. I'm going to get back up to the central mailing address, and perhaps I'll be your ring then and tune you on to the band, okay? Right, that's well. Okay, this is Anfield Community Radio on 212 metres medium wave. That's 1431 kilohertz, or 1413 kilohertz, as we've moved a little bit, you see. And the time now is 1:15 here in, on Anfield Community Radio. And well, I'm saying hello to the traffic one. They're working over the blood in your radio too much.
I'm just going to tour it, right? And when you want the record on, just press that button, okay? Because it's new equipment to you, of course, isn't it? You don't have to press that one, then that one, just that one.
Okay, okay. Well, hang on a minute before you go. I can't say too much over here, but what's that there? It's ridiculous, this, never mind. I'm not going to make too much noise anyway. And Bob's sitting there nice and pretty, he's put some of the lipstick on here, you know, painted a face, false eyelashes, false nose, false bra, but there we go, never mind. It's now 16 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock on this great station, on this great day. As Mark Evans said before, the sun is shining bright. It's funny, you know, I'm listening there, I was about 100 yards away from him, and he said, well, the sun's gone in. And it was shining bright where I was, it was only on the corner. And I couldn't understand that, but never mind. Well, we'll play this one now for Bowles and also Jeff Stone, yes, why not indeed. And we'll play this one firstly for you too. And we're getting Mrs. R, Chris and Jill down there in Princeton Road in Anfield. So it comes from the Bowling, and it's called It Is Bowl. And for the Queen's Radio for Saturday. Good afternoon from me, JB.
Thank you.
plane and I don't want the record to fade out. I cut them off at the end before they finish. I've got a habit of doing that, I'm awful sorry. Anyway, that was Stephanie and that man was called Irresistible. It's Anfield Community Radio and you're tuned to here on 212 metres on the medium wave. And don't forget, we'll be on the airwaves tomorrow as well, from 12 noon till 6 p.m. You're on between 12 noon and 2:30, isn't it, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes, the telly man himself, 12 noon till 2:30. And I'll be on between maybe 2:30 and 6 o'clock, or maybe non-stop music for 30 minutes. Who knows? I believe we're a bit tinny on the music and just, I'm just making a few things. Altering a few things, should I say. Do you want to say a few words, Jim Brown, before we put the next record on? Or, yes, he's coming over to the microphone. What's he going to say? Everyone's getting excited. What's he going to talk about?
What am I talking about? I am lost for words. Jim Brown, lost for words. You are joking. I was just reading the paper about that, that fellow in the GDC Blind Boy last week. What was his name? Steve. The dark gentleman, yes, who fancied himself somewhat wicked on the microphone, and he had the audience laughing, and he goes, silence, silence, and we all said silence, and he went to work with this girl, and even though she did fancy him one bit, he said these old mouth and trousers, and how can you put it, no action in the man. Yes, well, there we go, we always find that with these fellas, don't you? He tried to act big on the television, and there's another fellow as nervous as hell there, and he couldn't hardly think of what to say, and he's got on very well with his blind date, and that's the way it generally goes, isn't it? Yes. Now, what were you saying now? What were you saying before? What were you saying, Mr. Evans? Good Evans.
I was going to go off central, but it was like a mountain.
No, not really. I don't know, I've asked anybody. I mean, there seems to be loads and loads of locations and blocks of these high-rise flats and things like that around the Liverpool area. Especially around the Croxteth area of Merseyside, which have been frequenting. I think they might be there tonight, in actual fact. And no one seems to live in these blocks, who I ask. And no one seems to know anyone in these blocks. I just can't understand this. Everybody else seems to just jump in a block and away we go. I don't know, I think we've had our fair share of problems with this central radio, in actual fact. We won't give up though, we'll be back one time over. Once we get back, we'll just do a normal broadcast until whatever happens again, this is the way it goes. Do you want to say any remarks on that?
Yes, well, Jeff Stone come back around the studio, no?
Jeff Stone come back around to the studio? To this studio? Do you want Jeff to come round to this studio? Do you want to come round to this studio, Jeff? Yes, come on, Jeff. Get your coat on and get yourself round to this studio.
Yes,
it's only two bus stops away, so come on, get your legs walking and get round here. You may as well come round for an hour, mightn't you? Why not? Yes. He's putting the kettle on. He doesn't like to, does he know? What does he drink? Does he drink it without milk, or is it milky?
Milk, yes.
I think it's lemonade he likes, or something like that. I'm not too sure now what it was. I know it's not tea, but I can't remember. It's like Joe, isn't it? Joe doesn't like butts on his bread. Joe doesn't like butts on his bread, I don't know why. And the meat. He can only eat chicken. And he has that on dry bread. Well, that's not my scene at all, that really. Yeah, so Jeff, get yourself round and we'll make you a cup of whatever you want. You never know, do you? You can say hello if you wish, why not in the drunk sense with your voice on the radio, it certainly is. In what way? Recording equipment, I have no idea, I'll have to ask him. Yes. Yes. Yes, make a show for tomorrow, Jeffrey. Why not indeed? Yes, I'll do it loud, yes. It's all mad cons here, And you've only got two buttons to press here. It's great. There's no wire to be took out or plugged in, like it was in the old days. Just one button and a microphone with a big spongy in the end. It's great. That's what you call free radio, you see, of course. What time is it now? It's 1:25. It's 7 years on a Saturday afternoon. And who's going to watch the match? It sounds very busy in the Merseyside area there. Everybody, did you hear that before? Yes, I'm sure you did. Yes. Anyway, if you'd like to write into the station, you can do, it's 111 Pinehurst. Oh, yes. Someone who I know just arrived in the studio, yes. Very nice, very sexy indeed, yes. Very good. It's a bit cold out there, I can see by that as well. Never mind. It's 111 Pinehurst Avenue, and that's Sanford 0044. If you'd like to write to me or Mark, why not indeed? Please write in to us. Now then, what was the last record? That was irresistible, wasn't it? Yes.
Now look at
that. I heard him asking Eddie last week that he pronounced this record Bellysome or something. Anyway, it's called Imagination on Sanford Community Radio. Good afternoon. Come on, Jeff. Hit your bug bound.
coming after us to prove that the records are not on tape there, Mr. Jim Brown. They got stuck on the end. Anyway, I believe you've just had a big experience.
Oh, been here 2 minutes. And I've decided to go to the little room, you know. I open the door, and Martin was sitting there.
On the floor?
Well, Mark Evans' face went like a cover of the pool, you certainly both was. Anyway, what was her name again? Sharon, that's right. She's got a lovely little bird. Little briefings are all very nice, never mind. Anyway, we've all gone too much about that on the radio.
Yes,
made me feel awful, you know. Never mind. A pleasant visit. What you missed out for, Lord. If you come round, they give you an explosion for, Lord. You certainly wouldn't have forgotten that, no, hurry. Anyway, before we go. Very nice time, made my afternoon, Martin. Yes, it certainly was. Well, what time is it? What time is it? Nearly 25 to 2 o'clock, yes. What time does the match start? I think it's 3 o'clock. It's certainly getting rather busy, isn't it? Yes. Oh, it certainly is, yes. They do have come early, don't they? Yes, they certainly do. Well, we can see them from the stands, you see. They're on top of the stand at the moment, you know.
Over
the edge. Oh, ladies, would you like to say anything on the radio? No.
No?
No.
So you
want to
say no on the radio?
Well, she's making the tea, yes. I'm going to go.
Say something on the radio.
Yes, well, there we go. Nobody wants to say nothing on the radio, well. Okay, it's nearly 25 to 10, as I said before, and if you'd like to write to us, it's 111 Pinehurst Avenue, that's in Hanford, on Liverpool 4. My name's Jim Brown, with a guest appearance here, with the, someone's dropping something all over the floor, and also I'll be on tomorrow between 12 and 2:30, yes, doing a proper show tomorrow, yes, there's only a test transmission today.
I bet you'll be late tomorrow, I bet you.
I bet I won't.
Yeah.
I must be able to put down on that.
Five,
right, okay. I'll be late tomorrow because I know exactly what time I've got to get out of the house tomorrow, you see. And I think the bus is at 11:30. Well, it depends how long the bus takes to get down here. I think it'll be taking about 15 minutes, won't it? Well, they should be down by about, working by about 10 to 5 to at the latest, okay? Because when I'm on the concert radio in the water, I'm in the same thing, I'm in the minivan, and I get there at 12:05, so it's not too bad that, you know. So, it shouldn't be too bad. So, you get me a fine now, you heard that, listener, didn't you? Get me a fine, I'll be rich, I'll be able to go for a drink tomorrow night. Yes, I certainly will. Okay, we're playing up a record now here on Anfield Community Radio. Well, it comes from Bruce Springsteen, indeed. And one called, what did you say, he's in the dark here, it's dancing in the dark, where did you say that?
I need to go round.
Oh, blimey, he puts it on the top, yes. He's a little stick on the record, you know, I don't know why. He's somebody scraped the loan off it, is that what you've done there for? Yes, never mind. Okay, it's now exactly 25 minutes or two, I've been rambling on for about a good 3 minutes now, so I'm about to tell you some more music, eh? Right, here's Brucey.